Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Alice, 97.3, good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Thursday. It's Thursday. Thanks, Morgan. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. As I was soaking in my hot tub yesterday, I thought to myself, thank you, Creative Energy. Oh, it's so good. Oh.
Don't you mean John?
John too. Yeah. Can't do anything without John.
Right.
Yeah. John yesterday, John's like on this, hold on, let me finish this. Save big on a hot spring spa at Creative Energy, a Tylo sauna, or even a cold plunge. Everything you need to set up your own spa in your own backyard to relax, recharge, make the most of the final days of summer. And then even as we get into cold weather, like I love my hot spring spa, my hot tub. But man, it was hot yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, it actually kind of cooled me down in a way. I get in the hot tub and it's, you know, 102 degrees or something. And I'm in there. I can feel sweat coming down my forehead. I'm like, oh, this is so nice. I get out. I'm like, oh, it's like I get cold outside. Oh, look at this. Amazing. For more info, visit creativeenergy.com. So, John, yesterday, picks yesterday of all days. So hot. Very, very warm yesterday. And to keep the story short, we save tile. You tile a bathroom. You have some leftovers.
Such a bummer.
It is a bummer.
Leftover paint is a bummer. Leftover tile is a bummer. Leftover pavers are even a bigger bummer. All of it. Go on.
And I agree with you. I say you keep a little. Just keep a little. Because you don't know. Somebody might crack a tile or you might have to get at the plumbing, which is one of the things. We have to get at the plumbing in one of our bathrooms. So he goes to look to see if we have tile that can be replaced. And sure enough, we have so much of it. He's like, I don't even remember saving all of this. Like we just over, and I'm, well, of I'm course the queen of this. I've over-ordered all the tile.
You don't have, all you're thinking when they're done is you're glad it's over, but also I got to put this crap away.
Where am I going to put this?
I just got to find a place to get it out of.
Right.
The painters that just did our house left these buckets in the front yard, like on the driveway, I'll say.
Okay.
And I assumed they were coming back for him. So I went, 3 days later, I'm like, am I supposed to bring?
That's your paint. You bought it.
Yeah. I got to bring that in. Okay. Yeah. I wish someone would have said.
John's really good about paint. Every time he finishes painting a room, when and if and always there is extra paint, he buys the little quart cans. He pours enough in to fill the quart can and he writes on it, Sarah's room, the color. And if he has it, you know how sometimes if you've gotten a custom tint color or something, he'll peel that sticker or he'll just write the numbers down so we can replicate it.
And then rather than keeping the quarter big can, he just
gets rid of that.
That is very smart.
It's, well, you have to do it though. And people don't. You're done painting, you're cleaning up, you take the extra thing. You might write what it's for or from on the outside, because there is paper there. You could write on it and put it away. And we have some like that, but for the most part, he bought a little case and he did this a while. This is John.
He is very organized and very smart. Most of us just pour that in the river. I mean, come on.
Oh my God, never say that again.
Hey, it's a purple river.
Oh my God. Don't worry, it's acrylic. It's water soluble. Never do that.
Trying to be funny. I'm sure it wasn't.
It was funny.
Whatever.
Took my head clean off. So yesterday, we don't have a garage.
Right.
Like that is, and it sucks. So we've done everything we can to incorporate storage into our house. And we've got this side deck where we store some stuff underneath that, because it's mostly sheltered and the stuff's like on a pallet and it's tile. Like, it's not that big a deal. But to get at it, you've got to take off, you have to unscrew this whole panel and take it off this deck that sticks off. And then you got to crawl under the thing. And apparently when he put this tile away, he was much younger. And now he's pulling it all. He's having to pull all. And he's, as he starts pulling out, he's like, why do we even have this? So he pulls it all out. And I'm telling you, we've done 4 bathrooms and we've redone 2 kitchens since we've owned this house. And there's multiple cartons of tile for every one of those things. And he was like, because it's hot too, you know, it's hot. He's in this weird position and all these heavy things he's having to pull. He's like, I must have been young because I would never do this now. I would never put myself through shoving all this stuff and neatly stacking it. And every single box is labeled. And so we went through the tile yesterday I was like, I'm melting.
Tile inventory.
But then you're like, there are actual unopened boxes of extra tile there. I'm like, do we go on next door? Do we go to Freecycle? Do we call our friend Richard, the contractor, and, you know, of Dick and Chumley fame, and have it just like, do you want this tile?
I wonder if there's like a, what is that? Habitat for Humanity. Like, what? I wonder if you can donate that and they can use it in one of the homes they build. Like my good friend, he's a pastor. He's the guy that married Christina and I. He goes down to Mexico all the time with kids from the church, from his church. Yeah. And they build these homes for people that need them. And they've got a way that people can, you know, get in line, I guess.
Yes.
But I'm sure those donations would be not only welcome, but super necessary.
The problem with leftover tile is there's a lot for you to store, but there's not really enough to do another big.
I was just a suggestion
know,
as
absolutely.
You're meandering about what to do with all this. Maybe there's
a
place.
Idea.
Maybe.
I know. And like maybe someone else has donated that exact tile and they can consolidate it. Like,
well,
yeah.
Or
so
you're just doing a little shower and, you know.
Yes. Or a little countertop.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. We'll figure out something to do with it. But it really was like, okay, what do we really need? He's like, if we ever had to tear up the floor in the bathroom because we have heated floors in our master.
Wait, he doesn't?
Hmm?
Didn't you go looking for the tile because you have to tear up the...
No. There's this one little thing. We're having a plumbing problem. And so in order to get at this, he's tried everything. And now he's like, I have to take some of the wall down.
Oh.
It sucks. So he's like, if I ever have to tear up the floor, it's heated. So we'd have to take the whole thing up and I wouldn't put this tile back down.
Have you considered shutting the door?
We have, actually. It's funny that you mentioned that because this is an ongoing problem for almost a year.
And just so, shut the door. No, this room, no one goes in here.
Yeah, that's what we did was tape off the twisties, you know, the faucet spigots, whatever they are.
Uh-huh.
And only one of them works in there.
Ah.
And so it's time. It's time to address that. And it's just that he knew, because he tried initially. He's like, oh, I can fix this. I know some basic plumbing. And as he's trying to get this thing out of the pipes that are behind the tiled wall, which backs up to another tiled wall, he's like, oh, no. So he's ordered like everything you can get off Amazon and sent it all back, trying to find the thing he needs in order to get this off. He's like, I have to take the wall down. So whatever. That was our day yesterday in the heat. We were enjoying lugging tile and paint and everything else out of the most inconvenient place you could store anything ever. God, you know, my house used to have a garage. It's now they've made it living space. It's kind of, you know, so it has a cement floor in there. It's like, oh, whoever did it, whoever made it not a garage.
Oh
yeah.
When they and it wasn't you?
No, it wasn't us.
Oh.
No.
650 says that Sarah, wow. Artists, it moved on me. Mosaics. Use them for mosaics. You can post on Nextdoor and you can find an artist who will take them.
I've heard, like, smash them up and just use the little teeny pieces and do those big mosaic murals.
Yeah,
that sounds good. I'll figure something out for it. If anybody wants to write us, do we have an email? We don't, do we? No. AdvertiseSF@odyssey.com. please ask the sales department if you can have my old tile. I have 4 bathrooms and 2 kitchens worth. Well, the leftovers from those. Okay, so just a couple things is all I'm going to really have time for here. First of all, season 4 of The Morning Show. I don't think you've watched season 3 yet.
I haven't.
You should watch it. You love this show.
You
would continue to love it.
I haven't finished Only Murders in the Building.
And
I love that show. The only reason I am not, or that I'm on that other show, Alien Earth, is because the missus asked me to watch it with her early in the day when I knew she wouldn't fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, I don't know. All right. I'll try it.
Sucked right in.
She fell asleep as
early
she
in
does.
The day.
Yeah, early in the day. It doesn't matter. She just falls asleep when the TV's on. Lucky her.
That show is awesome.
But it is great.
Couldn't wait for the new episode to come out.
Don't say anything because John and I are going to let it build up a little bit.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's great.
Yeah. Oh, love it.
I like it too.
I'm in.
So season 4 of The Morning Show. I watched the trailer this morning. It looks drama. Looks really good. It's coming Wednesday, September 17th on Apple TV Plus. Not just the characters you know and love, but all the like recurring characters that you thought maybe were not on the show anymore, but they still are. It looks absolutely great. I was like, but it does look dark. It looks heavy.
This is Apple TV Morning Show. Reese Witherspoon.
Jen Aniston.
What is her name in the show?
Rachel Green.
Rachel Green.
Billy Crudup is in it. Actually, John Hamm is back. He's in the trailer as well.
I like Crudup.
Yeah.
He's a weird character.
He's good. There's a few people that really sort of were presented prominently last season that are clearly coming back. It just looks great. It's everything I'm looking for. It's so funny. There's so many shows that I'm like, oh, I can't wait for that to come back. And like, I just haven't gotten to them. I haven't watched them. And I have time to watch some TV. But I've been reading. I do like that too. If you've read all the Stephen King Holly books, there's a new one called Never Flinch. Tore through that in just a couple of days.
You like it?
It's good. I think Holly is the best of the whole series, the book Holly.
So good.
You just restarted it.
And you know what?
You're amazing that you do that.
I have to say that Christina, my wife and partner, whatever she is someone who will rewatch things 100 times.
Oh.
And always has been. When I met her and we were just chatting over sushi, she was saying, I've seen Pretty Woman 100 times, and we'll watch it again tonight if you want to. And I was like,
"Did you?"
No, but I because I've always not done that. And what I find now is I realize I am distracted during most things, unfortunately. And when I go back and watch something a second time, I catch all kinds of stuff I missed, both in books and in TV shows.
It's really interesting because you'll get to the end of a book and sometimes you don't even get to the end. The end, you go back and read the whole thing. And it is true. But I usually won't go right back to it. Like Ready Player One, I've probably read that 5 times. Easy. But I give it some space in between and then I'm like, oh, I don't even remember this. Oh, what's going to happen here?
It's so good. I read a lot while I was on the road. Yeah. So
where are you in Ready Player One?
The Sixers have gotten the second gate, and then he just got the second gate, Wade. So that's where I'm at.
Mm. And you love it.
So I can't wait. Just like you said, can't
as
wait
a
to
child
re-read
of the '80s,
every and I watched it's, Lady Hawk. Like there's always references to
yes,
movies.
I
that
watched
I'm watching.
Lady Hawk too. It's not one of the good movies or anything, but it's heavily featured
but it's
in
a great
this book.
I'm thank you for like making me download it here in the studio.
I was like, download that right now. Ready Player One. That's a good one. If you love Emily in Paris, and I do, she's going to be Emily in Venice this season. It looks like season 5. It's coming out in December. Netflix, 10 episodes. They're dropping them all at once, as they do usually on Netflix. Looks like she's traveling to Venice. And it's Lily Collins, who's Phil Collins' daughter. And she's just captivating. Like, it's a silly little show. But it's really interesting and cute.
You think she's really great?
Oh, she's great.
Okay.
She's really good in this. She's a decent actress, and she's incredible to look at. And it's all about so much fashion in it. Like, she's always got some crazy outfit on, but that works for her.
So
and
she's like this an influencer. Generation's Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah, kind of like that. Definitely. It has that same sort of snarky Sex and the City feel. It's funny, but it's also like a real detailing of her life. It's really neat. It's really, really, I love it. It's great. Emily in Paris, season 5. It's light. You know, you're not going to like solve the world's problems watching this one. But if you're looking for some fun, light little show, do you watch Emily in Paris?
No, but I might.
Yeah, it's cute. All right. Well, and... it's in Paris. Well, and now it's in Venice.
Well, right now.
So beautiful.
And the reason I asked is because when you say that show, I went, oh, Phil Collins' kid. That's all she is to me.
Yeah.
I don't know her at all other than that. It'd be interesting to see her. And then I'll go, oh, she's a person on her own 2 feet, isn't she?
Really, she's that's not the first thing I think of when I hear the name Lily
right.
Collins. It's darling. I don't think it's necessarily for you, but I bet your wife would love it. Emily in Paris season 5. It's looking like December 18th, all 10 episodes. What a nice Christmas present. Okay, I'm completely out of time. What do you got, Ben?
If you're job hunting, I've got important info after these.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. That's Chapel Roan's Good Luck, Babe. I love that song, and I'm reminded as I was just listening to it, Kelly Clarkson, and I want to say Miranda Lambert, did a duet of it on Kelly's show a while back. And it's so good. And it was when I realized I love the song even more deeply than I thought. Can you see if you can find that, Maddie, and throw that up on the Sarah Mini Facebook page?
I have, and I will.
Fantastic. The countdown's on, you guys. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Tick, tick. Your chance to win a copy of Taylor's new record, The Life of a Showgirl, Jane's own copy on purple sparkly vinyl. She was one of the lucky people who got one of those when the merch went on sale. I guess it was Tuesday.
And so this is before you can buy it, but it's not before it's released. You don't get it right away.
Right.
We won't have a listening party, right?
I think October 3rd is the release date for Life of a Showgirl. But this is not something that you can even get anymore. These were limited edition. I think it was a mint green one, and Jane got the purple one. And she is giving it away. She said, you know who matters? The listeners. Tomorrow, 5 p.m. at some point in the 5 o'clock hour in Jane's show. So be listening to Jane right then, and you'll find out how to win this vinyl copy of Taylor's latest.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD.
Sweet.
Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized, medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Sign up today, and your first month is $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. Welcome back, Maddie.
Thanks, friend.
Welcome back.
I would have sung that, but I don't know the words after Welcome Back.
To the same old place that you started from.
Oh.
Look at her. She doesn't remember anything.
I'm going forward, and I can't think of one other word.
Yeah, it trailed off with me as I thought of it.
At least you got the first line.
Maddie is on the show, everyone. After being in Dallas on business, he's back.
Yeehaw.
Welcome back, kid.
He's a bigwig, guys. He's a CEO, you know?
Okay.
Golden parachute.
I believe we're all in the same boat. It is hot out there.
Yes.
It was a wind tunnel in my room, and I did get some sleep.
Oh.
In that wind tunnel, of course.
Did you have to pull a sheet? Were you naked with just a sheet on you? How did you sleep last night?
I slept in my normal. I got a little very thin quilt that I put on my bed in the summer. Really thin.
Yep.
I put that on, but I didn't bring it all the way up to the neck.
I see. So you didn't have to curl it around yourself.
No, I was exposed to the extent that if someone broke into the house, I had all kinds of stuff showing where I could be attacked.
Or a thirst trap.
Well, whatever, right.
You know, in their
like that's
tracks.
Your first thought is if
well, you know, there are times when I've got the covers pulled up over the shoulder and tucked right into the neck crease there, and I think, what am I doing? Like, what is that?
Sleeping.
I know, but it's a weird thing, like why we pursue coverage as if it protects us from something. Or
is that what you think?
I don't know. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's obviously what you. That's
I'm not
so funny.
Freezing.
I never thought of it as these blankets are protecting.
No,
me. I only
what do you think
of
them as?
I'm cold. I'm gonna snuggle
but you're
down.
Not cold.
I'm gonna snuggle myself in. I'm okay. I'm perfectly warm, and then I toss them off without fear for my life. I didn't need that protection.
That's
if I get
more
too
thing
hot.
To worry about
that's
now.
So funny. Yeah, that's you know, it turns out you should have maybe used Kevlar blankets, I guess. I don't know.
Do they have those?
Probably, Ben.
Anyway, just very hot out there. Another hot day, same as yesterday, maybe
feeling
a degree
hot.
Less.
Oh.
Okay. One. Mm. These are the 2 days, and then we will start to go, you know, cool down a little. But for today, we're talking hot and sunny. Already blue sky overhead in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast live from Studio 9.
Hello.
Hello. And my kids go back to school. Kids, I'm so proud of
Bye.
You. So many things happened this summer, and they grew and they changed, and it's so exciting.
They turned seven.
And they're all amped up about putting on their new school clothes.
Did they show you, did they model their outfits for today for you yesterday?
I told you like just the other night, my daughter, I'm trying to make my way to my room for bed, and my daughter goes, I'm running for student council. Do you want to hear my speech? Of course I do. Because I can't say no.
Right.
Then I'd be that dad. So come on.
I like that you don't want to be that dad.
I don't want to be that dad. So I try, and they always have something. Last night it was, come on, I got to show you something. I'm like, oh God, okay. I'm so happy to see something. And it was, she pulls the mat out onto the fake grass in the backyard, and the little one starts showing me her front handspring.
Oh.
And I'm like, that is, oh my God. And then she goes,
oh my Bob.
Then she goes, let me show you the next thing. And she does a handstand and both her elbows buckle and her face hits the thing. Oh, and I'm like, oh boy. Can we stop? It's tomorrow's the first day of school. Do you really need to? I can do this. Just whoa, 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 whoa. Give me a minute. I'm like, oh, she's going to keep doing it. So yes, there's all kinds of stuff that comes into play. Mm. And I have seen their new outfits, and I have seen the new shoes and the new backpacks and the new, all the stuff.
So I assume that this morning as they're leaving the house, your wife will take a picture of them.
Yes.
And here they are in the first, those are like some of my favorite pictures. Cause I also was never there for the first days of school. I think I was there for the first day of both their kindergartens, and that was it.
I did that as well.
And they, every year they would stand out on our front porch and John would take a pitch.
If you wonder, though, why, if you're someone who's like, kids, ugh, I hate kids.
Yeah.
You know, which Sarah was.
I definitely do hate kids.
But
even my own kids.
No, you don't, you liar.
Well, like,
and that's
mad,
what I mean. For the people who are all weird about this first day of school, it's because a lot happens over the summer. And then you're really like, please, goodbye.
Yes.
Please.
Bye.
Let's get some normal going again.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the, yes, we're all thrilled. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, my first story is I know a lot of people who have been job hunting, and I have talked to a lot of people who find themselves going, LinkedIn didn't get me a job. And I don't know that it's LinkedIn's job to get you a job. They're helping you network. Yeah,
site.
I mean, that's, sure. And I like LinkedIn, and I'm on there, and it's useful. But often people have told me that they find themselves putting their resume online with all the other people, hundreds, if not thousands of people online, and it feels like it just goes away.
Like you're shouting down
Poof.
A well or something.
Right. And in radio, we've done that. We know that experience
yes.
where you've mailed tapes and a resume to 100 radio stations. You bring a box down to the post office with all of these things put into your manila envelope. And this is olden days.
Hand addressed.
And you send them out and 100 of them go out and then you wait. And then this. Let me see if I can do this. It's not, you can't really hear it.
I can hear it.
It's
the
waiting.
Your fingers.
Yeah, it's the waiting game.
Twiddle your thumbs.
Right,
nothing else
all
you can
that.
Do.
And then you never hear back and you think,
right.
Are you kidding me? Some guy in North Carolina named Jack Daniels didn't even take a minute to say, we don't have an opening. What are you sending us this for? Nothing. Just crickets. So.
I wonder if I have crickets over here.
You should. We've had them before.
I feel like we did have them before.
Oh, yeah,
give me some crickets. I like crickets. Find a good cricket sound.
So, sending these resumes in leave people feeling like they're wasting their time and energy. And certainly now with AI, it's going to be. Yes, there you go.
Oh, those are good. They're really loud. Those are some loud-ass crickets.
Not even that. From Jack Daniels in
right.
North Carolina. Actually, that is the guy that sent me a letter. Remember that? The only reason I remember his name is because we had been fired in Philly, and we sent tapes out, And I got one of the first rejection letters was from Jack Daniels.
I think you started our wall of rejection.
The wall of shame is what we called it, because it was us all fired, all.
It was a very unique radio situation because we found out like in early December, but we had to all keep working there until February 10th or something. Like that was when it switched over.
We knew for months, actually. It was longer than even December, I think.
It maybe like, well, whatever. It was at some point right after I'd just bought a brand new truck with the money I thought I was going to continue to make. And so there we are having to work at this place that the owner was like, well, I made $20 million on this station. And we're all like,
great.
Where's our profit sharing, dude?
Yep.
So we're all still working there, and we're all on the air talking about it. Like,
we're fired.
DRE is going away. It's going to be, it's bought by some other company. And
that would never happen today.
Never.
Oh, no. Of course not. This was, he was a private owner.
Right.
He was a dude.
He was a guy who owned the station. Even we could have even trashed him on the air, and he'd be like, well, I still need you to work here. It doesn't really matter. I'm getting my $20 million, and I'm leaving for Tahiti. You're on your own.
Well, and for the record, the company that bought the station was black owned, and they played black music, and they said to us very much up front, we're not going to be keeping employing
Nobody
you.
Nobody is going to be continuing.
So
here.
You'll be needing to look for work.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. At least they said.
Yeah.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah, job hunting. It's a bee.
Yeah.
It's a pain. It's difficult. And now with AI, the algorithm for searching these resumes may even get more difficult. And so what is back? What am I getting at?
Snail mail.
The paper resume may be your new hook to get a new gig in the coming years. Online job applications leave people feeling empty and hopeless, and the paper resume is seeing a comeback. I don't know if it's going to work for you, but I do think I feel for people who find themselves going, I want to work.
Right.
I'm pounding the pavement. I know plenty of people who are like not really trying, and you go, all right, well, whatever. But those that are, I want them to find work, and I hope maybe this trick works. Paper resumes.
I if I could add on a little bit, if you know enough about a company and you really want to work there and you're thinking, I'm going to try this paper resume thing and I know about this company and I like, this is like where I want to be. Make sure that you don't just send a manila envelope with your resume and a cover letter in it. Like, go get a bright pink envelope. Put, you know, the story of your thoughts on the company. Like, I remember trying to get an internship at BCN in Boston, and I sent them a freaking diorama. I'm like, I want to work there. That's where I want to be. And I like created this whole thing and put like, and by the way, glitter, it's always a mistake. It wasn't a mistake this time. Like, they'd open it up and there was like confetti and glitter and stuff. I was like, I want this to get to the person who can, because a lot of times you'll send a resume and some secretary opens it and is like, I don't even know what this is. This is like the thing I see online sometimes. And it might end there. Like, try to do something that, bake it into a pie, you know, put it into a pinata, like find a way to get someone's attention. Those are the people that people go, oh, they're ambitious. They're a go-getter. They really want this
job.
Well,
and they at least see you.
Yes. Which so at is least another, you're considered.
That's, I have a friend who was doing this and doing the online resume thing and just got hopeless about it. Mm. Like another.
Well, it's easy to get defeated when
echo.
You don't hear anything. Right. No slap back.
I don't hear. Yeah. Not a word. Nothing.
Hello.
A Colombian family named their newborn daughter Chat-Yippity. Chat-Yippity. After the AI program ChatGPT.
Chat-Yippity.
According to local media, the parents of Chat-Yippity Bastidas Guerra said they chose the name as a tribute to the era of artificial intelligence. Some people have fully embraced this.
You say this was in Colombia?
Colombia.
Chat-Yippity.
Chat-Yippity. You
kinda
like it?
I like it.
You do.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, what an interesting thing. This is our tribute to the, it's like giving up your firstborn to the overlord. Chat-Yippity.
I think you just nailed it. Mm. Don't you think that's wrong?
Not if it keeps the kids safe. I mean, what if ChatGPT is like, I see that your name is a tribute to me. He says it in Spanish, I assume.
Because of course, why wouldn't he?
Well, I don't know. What's the language of Colombia? I'm just assuming.
Yes.
Okay.
Español.
Colombia.
You know, I mentioned to you many times, I'm a big fan of the Alien movie and I believe Ripley to be one of the first female superheroes. Mm. Certainly, you know, film
like action
heroes. Action hero,
yeah.
Absolutely. And even with my love for that movie and my love for her and my love for the name, I couldn't do it. Mm. I don't know how
really
you...
I wish you had.
I know, but I just don't know. I feel like, do I like it that much that I'm going to name my kid after it?
Ripley's a badass name.
It is a badass name, and she's a bit, but I didn't know if... I don't like it that much.
Right.
I like it.
It would have fit Edie, actually.
You know the that nerd culture where everyone's like, I'm the biggest nerd in the world, and other nerds go, you are, and I am totally envious of you. Mm. Like, I don't feel that.
Right.
I don't feel that at all. I feel like...
I'm just trying to keep my nerddom up to snuff to be around you.
It's too much.
Yeah.
In the end, I went, it's too much.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
It's like someone who names their kid Khaleesi. In the end, Khaleesi... Mm.
Ended with a thud.
Oh, God.
And there it is. Mm. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that?
Fast.
Give him a fast twice.
Fast. Ladybugs.
Oh, I love ladybugs.
You do?
They eat aphids, yes. And I see their larvae all the time. Very ugly. Don't look anything like ladybugs, but you don't want to kill them. They're like gray and they have like a orange or reddish marking on their back. And they look like gross beetles, like gross long beetles.
And then they turn into...
And then they turn into ladybugs. You have to, you should look them up. If you garden, you probably already know this, but if you find them, like, because they look like gross bugs. You're like, oh, what's that bug doing on there? Well, it's a baby ladybug and it's eating aphids.
Ah!
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
I did not know that.
Yeah. You've seen that bug, right? Seen bugs that look like that?
Well, no, because I actually don't want to garden.
Why?
Because right. Because why is the question.
Because then your surroundings are beautiful and you had a hand in it. And every day you can watch the progress of the things that you've planted. Every flower must be looked at. It's such a fleeting thing. There it is, opening its face. The bees come. The butterflies come. The ladybugs come.
You sold me.
Okay, great.
I will garden today.
And you can see the egg grouping too there. They're little groups of yellow eggs. You got to be really careful. You want ladybugs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ladybugs are called ladybirds in England.
Really? Oh, there was a Saoirse Ronan movie called Lady Bird. I wonder if it's like, you know, how you might call a kid, hey, you little bug. Hey, little bug.
The average cloud weighs 1.1 million pounds. But the weight is distributed across a big space, so it still floats, but they're heavy.
It's weird that it floats, isn't it?
The whole thing is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's neat to look at shapes and it's neat to see it. Like my kid went, if I could fly through a cloud, I would take a big bite. Oh, looks delicious. And I was like,
cotton candy.
Yeah. Okay.
You'd be freezing and wet.
Taco Bell.
Yes.
Originally started as a hot dog stand called Bell's Drive-In.
Oh. That's amazing.
And then they went, you know what people like?
Tacos.
It's like unanimous.
Yeah.
Someone who doesn't like a taco, you'd be like, what are you?
And it worked out because they have a mission bell too. Like it's a whole, you know, dong, Taco Bell. Dong.
The Wright brothers.
Orville and Wilbur.
Oh.
Thank you for the assist. The Wright brothers.
Orville and Wilbur.
Didn't really pioneer flying together. Wilbur did all the work and gave Orville half the credit so his feelings wouldn't be hurt.
Well.
Brotherly love right there.
Like, yeah, we're in this together. So which one of them flew alone first?
I believe it was Wilbur who flew.
It would have been great if he made Orville do it.
That would be the contribution you deserve to make if you've sat there
I'll
the whole time.
I'll take the chance.
Orville flew first.
No!
December 17, 1903.
Wilbur was like that bastard getting all the... 1903. Wow! I did not realize.
I should have looked at my next one.
Oh.
We all know the first flight Orville Wright took. But it turns out his last flight was on a plane that Howard Hughes was flying in 1944.
The plane that Howard
used? The plane had a wingspan of 123 feet, which made it 3 feet longer than the distance of Wright's first flight.
Oh, wow. Funny.
Is that the one? What is that called? The Super Goose?
The
Spruce Goose.
The Spruce Goose.
There you go.
There you go.
Good pull.
Those are good ones.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Confessions from Celebrity Memoirs.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole a car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.